I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 13th. Michael Bilotti announcing he's no longer seeking a seat on the Quincy City Council. Bilotti had qualified for the ballot in the race for the three at-large seats on the council. In a statement, Bilotti said he'd be foregoing a bid for a council seat to focus on his role as Norfolk County Treasurer. Bilotti served 6 years as a state rep and then 20 as county sheriff. He left the sheriff position in 2018 to become interim Quincy College president. Bilotti led the municipally owned school for a year and was then elected county treasurer last November. His withdrawal leaves four candidates in the race for the three at-large seats, including the incumbents Noel DeBona and Mahoney and Nina Liang, and challenger William Burke. DeBona and Liang are both seeking their fourth two-year term. Mahoney is seeking her third. DeBona and Mahoney also served on the school committee. Burke ran unsuccessfully for state rep in 2018 and had run for Congress 2 years before that. Quincy's population has surpassed 101,000 residents, according to federal officials, an increase of more than 10% over the past decade. The U.S. Census Bureau yesterday released results of the 2020 survey that show Quincy's population has grown to 101,636 residents. That is up from over 92,000 in 2010, an increase of over 9,300 people, over 10%. The new figures will be used to draw up precinct and ward lines for local elections and will also be used to establish new federal and state legislative districts. The numbers are also used to determine how federal funds are allocated. Mayor Thomas Koch said he thinks Quincy's actual population is closer to 110,000. He says that the city's immigrant population is likely undercounted. Overall, Massachusetts' population grew from 6.5 million residents in 2010 to over 7 million in 2020, an increase of over 7%. In Norfolk County, there are over 720,000 residents. That's an increase of over 8%. The state grew older, less white, and more populated during the past decade, according to the census. Those identifying as white alone in Massachusetts declined from 76% in 2010 to 67% in 2020. During the same decade, the percentage of the population identifying as Hispanic or Latino grew from 9% to 12%. The Black and African American population increased from 6 to 6.5%. The Asian population also ticked up from 5.3% to 7.2%. Those identifying as two or more races more than doubled from 1.9% to 4.7%. South Shore Bank in Weymouth has been slapped by federal regulators with a $71,000 civil penalty for flood insurance regulation violations. The Federal Reserve Bank announced the enforcement action yesterday, saying it was in connection with the bank's pattern or practice of violations of regulations implementing the National Flood Insurance Act. The act requires that civil penalties be imposed of up to $2,000 for each violation. The assessment order was issued by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The penalty revenues will eventually be deposited into the National Flood Mitigation Fund, according to the order, which was signed by South Shore Bank President James Dunphy. Adidas is selling Boston-based Reebok to Authentic Brands Group of New York City for $2.5 billion. Authentic Brands owns several well-known companies, such as Brooks Brothers, Aeropostale, and Sports Illustrated. Adidas put Reebok up for sale earlier this year to focus on strengthening its own brand. Adidas bought Reebok back in 2006 for $3.8 billion when the company was based in Canton. Reebok moved its headquarters from Canton to Boston's Seaport District in 2017. The sale is expected to be completed in early 2022. Boston Children's Museum and the Museum of Science both announcing that they will be requiring all employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The two museums joined several other establishments across the city that are now requiring employees to get the COVID vaccine. In a press release, the Museum of Science says all employees and volunteers must receive their first vaccination shot by September 13th. The Children's Museum did not provide a definitive date as to when employees will need their first shot. Employees at each museum who receive medical and religious exemptions for the vaccine will be required to get regularly tested. Prior to the announcement, the Museum of Science and Children's Museum had already updated guidance that required everyone aged 2 and older to wear masks while inside. Massachusetts does have one of the best vaccination rates in the country. The Baker administration is continuing to prioritize vaccine access, especially as the school year approaches. Yesterday, the governor emphasized Massachusetts' high vaccination rate and said more than 80% of adults have at least one dose. As of August 11th, 70% of the total population has received at least one dose, compared to 59% nationally. Baker noted that Massachusetts has the second highest vaccination rate in the country, and rates among 12 to 19-year-olds are far ahead of the national average. The state has set up dozens of vaccine clinics with school departments and municipalities and anticipates high vaccination rates among kids grades 7 to 12 by the time school starts. Baker's administration is recommending masks for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade. He advocated for official federal approval of the vaccines, saying it would do a lot to dissuade hesitancy. Baker said the Provincetown cluster is an example of the vaccines working. Out of more than 1,000 cases, 7 were hospitalized. One person died, whom Baker said did have a lot of complexities. A check of business news and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 14. The NASDAQ rose 51. The S&P added 13. Asian stocks were lower. So was the dollar. The euro rose. Oil at $68 a barrel. Sports. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 8-1. The Orioles come to Fenway tonight at 7:10. And the Patriots beat the Washington football team in their first preseason game of the season at Gillette Stadium, 22-13. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, the heat wave continues. Hazy, hot, and humid. High 93. Another sticky night tonight. Low 73. I think we'll hit 90 again tomorrow with an isolated storm. And still pretty muggy, but much more pleasant on Sunday. Mostly sunny, 81. Delightful on Monday, sunny, 82. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Light southwest winds become southeast at a high tide at 3:46 p.m. Sunrise at 5:49, set at 7:47. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, August 13th.